Good afternoon. You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK Community Radio. My name is Adele Kraft, and I am the former program manager for ASYEP. And as you may have heard, we have had some pretty big, exciting changes at the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program with our staff. So today I'm excited to talk with our former and our incoming team about what a joy it is to work for the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. So I would love if you could just go around, and we have our outgoing executive director, our incoming executive director, and our incoming program director. So I would love if you could just go around and introduce yourself and talk about how you got involved with the program.
Thanks, Adele. My name is Beth Weisong, and I am the outgoing executive director for the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. I am stepping away after 10 years, and how I got involved with the program. Okay, so it's been about 10 years since I got involved, so I would have to reflect and remember that I stepped away from teaching. I was a middle school teacher at Glenwood Middle School, and I stepped away from the classroom to kind of see education from a different way in the Valley, and I began helping with various nonprofits in the Valley, Access After School being one of them. And in that experience, I met Stacy Stein, who was the former director before me of the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and she invited me to come over and check out what it was like to work with kids on the radio. And about a month later, she offered me the program director job. And I ran the programs for about 2 years in conjunction with Stacy. And then when she stepped away, I took over the role as executive director and ran the programs and did the executive director work. And then the team evolved, and now we have a bigger staff. And that's kind of the evolution of my experience here.
Thank you so much, Beth, for introducing yourself. And it's been such a pleasure to work with you over the last, decade, because I started as a youth DJ and then an intern and have been working with ASYEP. So thank you. Amy?
Hi, Adele. Thanks for having me here today. My name is Amy Yanez, and I am the incoming executive director for the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. I first became aware of this program probably shortly after Beth started as the program manager, because my son, who is now 18, was in one of her classes through Access After School. And that's how I first became aware of the wonderful program that we have here.
It's so cool to hear about how we're all connected. Megan?
Hi, I am Megan Weber. I am the incoming program director at ASYEP. And I am Andy Zanka's niece. My mom, Anne Marie, founded ASYEP after Andy passed away. I was 9 months old when he died, and so I never really knew him. But so I was a youth DJ. I was an intern. I have been an ASYEP board member. And now I'm coming back full time. And it's just nice to be doing something that kind of makes me feel connected to Andy and to my mom, because I never really knew Andy. And I know that he had a troubled life, but that KDNK was the one highlight of his life. And so doing something that he loved kind of helps me stay connected to him. So exciting.
Thank you so much, Megan. It's such an honor to have you on the team. I would love to start with Beth and talking about kind of ASYEP past and present, and then we'll go over to Amy and Megan and talk about the exciting ASYEP future. So, Beth, are there a few memories that really stick out to you as highlights from your work with ASYEP? I know that it's so hard to condense all those memories down, but maybe projects that you worked on or kids you worked with.
Like you said, it's probably very challenging to pick even one or two or five highlights, but I would say that what I'm going to take away as being the most meaningful is working with the various students over the years and the staff throughout my time here. Every experience working with kids on the radio is unique. I can honestly say, I've been saying this my entire time here, I can honestly say that I've never had a bad experience while working with a kid on the radio, because it's such an authentic classroom. And students thrive when they're on the radio. And every moment of working with a student on the radio has been meaningful. And that said, cultivating a staff that understands that and that resonates with also has been very meaningful because I experienced it myself. So seeing Paige or Adele or James or all our former instructors work with kids, I know their feeling when they work with kids. And so just being involved with a really amazing staff and group of kids has been the most meaningful. So all the classroom projects I've been doing over the years are just as meaningful in a different way. I only have a moment with students, you know, say 5 minutes in a school, but watching a kid record a piece and then them knowing it's on the radio is a really special feeling that I know not all kids get to experience in a regular classroom. And so those moments year after year after year have really impacted me and will stay with me for a long time.
I love that, and I completely agree. I want to go back to a couple things that you just said. One about the classroom projects being really special and also radio providing such an authentic classroom for kids. What do you think makes radio such a special or unique medium for youth empowerment?
I would say that radio at KD&K is really unique. Kids can be on the radio in lots of radio stations and may not have the same experience that kids have here at KD&K. We all know that KD&K is a community radio station run by the beauty of our community. And we are just regular people that make mistakes and have amazing talents. So when a kid comes here, they have a safe space to make a mistake and they're learning a skill that's unique that not all humans have. And so when they're learning that skill in a safe space, if they make a mistake, they rise above it very quickly because radio moves quickly. Mm-hmm. And kids learn that they can make a mistake and it doesn't matter. People are still going to love them. People move on. They're driving in their cars. They're cooking dinner. A kid fumbles on a word and we laugh it off and we say, move on. It doesn't matter. And ultimately, those skills trickle into their life. And they take those skills out into the world and they realize, yeah, we make mistakes, we get back up, we make them again, we learn from them, and we move on. And that's what I mean by an authentic classroom. On top of learning a skill and exploring music and building self-confidence and practicing their reading and speaking and all the things that they learn while in the radio studio, most importantly, they know that they matter and they can move through life gracefully.
That was so beautiful. Absolutely. I think that that's a reason why so many kids that come through our doors are just able to flourish in this environment. They feel safe. They feel welcome. They feel included, like they're part of a community. And what you were just saying about mistakes, I think is so important. I try to tell all the kids that I work with that same thing. If you make a mistake, you move on. It's okay. That's all a part of learning and growing. And I totally agree. That's something that they take with them for the rest of their lives. And you can see that impact.
Yeah. And we call it the no sorry zone, at least I did when I was in the classroom. Megan and I were working on something just last week and she said sorry to me and I said, no, this is the no sorrow zone because it's okay. We don't, you know, we make a mistake, we move on. So we don't apologize for the little tiny, I mean, we apologize, but you know what I'm saying? Like we don't.
It's not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. And that's such a big part of building self-confidence too. I think that's really important for kids of all ages to get that. I wanted to ask you how you've seen the program grow over the past decade, because when I started as a youth DJ under Stacy and under you, the program was very different than it is now. So how have you seen it evolve?
Yeah, I would say when I came in, you were a DJ probably 12 years old. Golly, wow. No, maybe a little bit older. But we had a handful of DJs that were regulars, and Megan happened to be one of them. Megan Weber, sitting across from me right now, happened to be one of those regular DJs. And we really grew to having more DJs, and that evolved by getting into more classrooms. And people heard about us more. And just getting a little bit bigger, yeah, of course, more kids wanted to be DJs. So we are now up to We have a list of 45 regular DJs. So we probably went from when you started maybe 10 regular DJs, 12 regular DJs, yeah, to about 45. So that program has grown. And when I started, I really took what Stacy and Steve Skinner had started as collaborating with teachers in the classrooms. And I really took that program and ran with it because I came from the traditional classroom and I saw such a benefit for it. And we now, this year, with the help of Adele and a little bit of from Paige and a little bit of our instructor, Trista, we recorded 956 kids in classrooms from Aspen to Rifle. And therefore, that program has grown immensely. And that program helps us reach a large number of kids, I would
say. Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah. And then under station manager Gavin Dahl, he gave us one more hour of public affairs shows each week. So we went from one public affairs show when I started a month to now having one a week. And that was really challenging at first when I was a very small staff of just Hallie, Xander, and myself. And then you, Adele, took that program and really put some energy behind it and cultivated some really great public affairs shows that are now strong and happening every week. And so that program has evolved immensely from one little show a month that both you and Megan hosted when I started from time to time. And Adele hosted a regular one. I know that. And other kids, we kind of had to corral you guys in to do that monthly show. But now it's like a expected thing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, our internship program has blossomed this year. We've been working with interns since 2015, but Adele, seeing some possibility there, created a curriculum and invited the four interns that we have now and really made a robust internship program. So those are all the big programs, but then we do a lot of little tiny things within all of that. So the program's grown immensely since I've started.
Yeah, thank you. And the public affairs and the internship program have been two of the absolute highlights of my time here. And I feel like we've been able to make so many connections in the community and talk with people that are working on some really amazing projects through public affairs. And working with our intern cohort has been, this is going to sound a little bit cheesy, but it's been like one of the greatest pleasures of my life. I love working with them so much. And I think I've probably learned as much as they have being a part of the program. So I'm really glad that we were able to get that off the ground this year in a meaningful way.
Yeah. Congratulations. You really took it and you ran with it. And I just, I know your work ethic and your skill sets, and I just let you go with it. And I'm really glad that I said yes and we made it happen, because it really has been meaningful for me to watch you have those connections with kids. So thank you for doing that. And I just wanted to touch on one more thing that you said. Yeah, those public affairs shows and the internship program help us work with over 30 organizations in one year. So really great programs that allow us to really focus on youth initiatives and youth successes and challenges in our valley through those partnerships. So again, congratulations.
Thank you, Beth, and thank you so much for sharing. Now I want to turn it over to Megan, because I'm excited to meld this as yet past and present and future. I was wondering if you could kind of take us through your as yet journey. You touched on that in the beginning, but talk a little bit about your family history and all the wonderful things you've done with the program leading up to this.
Yeah, that's going to take a while. Well, I remember being very young. There's a tape recording, I think, that I've talked about before from when I was 4 years old. My mom brought me in. So when she was first founding ASYEP, she spent a lot of time at KDNK. And my dad was also a DJ on KDNK. So I spent a lot of time here when I was very small. And when I was 4 years old, my mom brought me in, and Drea Marsh, one of our good friends, was doing a show on the air. And I went into the studio with her, and she had me sing along to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and Skip Naft recorded it. And So I have the tape recording, like, I think it's at my mom's house. But that was my very first time on the radio, I think, just singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And I loved it. But, yeah, I grew up in KD&K with this program, obviously. And I think when I was in middle school, 10, 11, 12, when I actually started having my own show and did that with my friends from time to time until I was in high school or till I was a junior in high school. And I mostly just the live radio shows. And I remember Stacy Stein telling me, wow, you know, you should really look into like broadcast journalism or broadcasting as a career. I think you'd really like it. And I was like, whatever, like all I want to do is sing songs and play music. And but then, of course, I ended up going to college and becoming a journalism major. And while I was in college pursuing that journalism degree, I actually did an internship with ASIUP and got to dabble on the KD&K news side a little bit. And so I did some, I think that was when I really started doing the public affairs and branching into broadcast journalism, not just the live music radio shows, which were fun and I love doing them, but kind of started to branch out. And then
you covered the late Christine fire.
I did. Me and Raleigh Burley went undercover for that one. It was fun.
Yeah.
Bought some fireworks. And that's a, you can find that on the KD&K archives, I'm pretty sure, if you want to go back and listen to that. So, and then after college and I moved back to the Valley, I became a board member and was on the board for a few months before the present moment. And I think, yeah, I'm overall, it's just seeing, like, this is something I've grown up with. And so I know for, like, my mom, my family, my dad, my sister, like, just seeing how big it's become and seeing what you two, Beth and Adele, have done with the program really means a lot. And yeah, my mom never thought it would get to this point, and I'm sure Andy never would have dreamed it up either. So it's just really awesome to see what you've done, and now I shall do my best to continue to steer the ship in a good direction.
I'm certain you were. That's why you're sitting in this room.
I think it's so cool that you're here in this role, because it seems like such an organic, you know, piece of ASIUP for you to transition into being the program director. So
yeah,
that's really inspiring. And I feel very confident that we're leaving the program in really good hands with both of you.
I think my mom always kind of secretly wished it would happen, and I was like, whatever. And so she's happy.
Yeah. And I think it's always been really important to me to bring participants of the program back in some capacity. Megan's unique because it's her family's legacy, but, you know, the interns being on boards and older DJs helping out younger DJs, I think it's just really, you know, a tribute to the empowerment piece of this program of having participants coming back to help direct the programs, like both of you. It's been super important in the growth of the program to have input from the kids who are the participants.
Earlier you were talking about, you know, feeling connected to Andy through this program. I was wondering if you could touch on that a little bit. And do you feel like you're carrying on part of his legacy, or how does that play into you being here?
Well, yeah, it plays in a lot. So growing up, I never knew Andy. I was 9 months old when he died. But I grew up hearing about him, not only from my mom and my grandma. They, for a while when I was young, when I was really young, they were obviously grieving, and they were grieving the loss of him. And that's part of what prompted my mom to found ASIUP. But so for a long time, they didn't really want to talk about him, but other people like at KD&K did. I would run into people around town, or eventually when I got into high school, I had teachers who had taught Andy in school. And, I was just, when I was young, I was just hungry to know more about him and who he was. And so being at ASIUP, being at KD&K was like, oh, you know, this is something that if Andy were here now, like, we could do this together. And I think that would have been fun. But so it's just definitely, you know, cool to be like, oh, I see why he liked it so much. This is fun. And it's somewhere you can be yourself. And it's something that most other kids around the world and around the country don't get, this kind of opportunity to be youth DJs. And that's something unique that Andy and I share. And who knows, maybe he would have been a great broadcast journalist one day. Who knows? So, sorry.
Thank you, Megan. I definitely want to get to Amy, but I just want to ask you one more question. What are you most excited to work on this year?
I have a lot of little ideas that I'm really hoping to involve some other members of the community in. I don't really want to spoil anything, but I'll give some hints. I'll give some, shout outs and calls for help out there in the community. If you're listening and you are a high schooler who likes sports, please give me a call. If you like songwriting, or if you like talking about music, different kinds of music that you cannot find on Spotify or what's that big radio station, iHeartRadio. Give me a call. Let's talk. And if you are bilingual, I'd love to talk to you. So,
awesome. I love it. Thank you so much, Megan. All right, we're going to turn it over to Amy. I'm curious, what inspired you to apply for and then accept the job as our new ED?
Wow. So I was initially really excited when I saw this job posting. Well, I had two trains of thought. I was really excited to see the job posted. And then my next thought was like, oh my God, where is Beth going and why is she leaving? Because I've seen this program through my own child's eyes with Beth running it. And so after doing a little talking to both Beth and Adele, I realized that this kind of married everything that I love about my work that I've done to this point. I've worked in schools with kids for most of my career. I've volunteered in the community in various capacities, and I don't mind fundraising. And so I felt like when I read the job description for the executive director, it kind of blended all of those things together. I had a really cool grassroots, amazing organization in my hometown where I could live and work and get to know more people. And I guess that's why I applied for it. And I'm really happy that it was offered to me, and here I am.
Thank you, Amy. We're really excited to have you here. What are you most excited for this upcoming year? Or what are a couple of goals that you have for the organization?
Wow. First, it's going to be big shoes to fill as far as Beth and Adele both leaving. And I want to make sure that we continue to be as successful as we have been in the past with all of our programming. I would like to branch out a little bit more within our fundraising goals, because I believe that there is more capacity in this valley to help an amazing organization such as ASYEP to reach more kids. We can only do so much with our very small staff, which has grown since Beth started, but it's still small and we are all stretched. And so being able to possibly bring on some more staff members to help with expanding our classroom collaborations so we can reach more kids in this valley.
Thank you, Amy.
Can I just pause and turn that question back to you?
Yeah.
So what's been your most meaningful time at Youth Radio?
That is such a hard question, because I think every day that I walk through the doors of KDNK, there's something that's meaningful. I think that one thing that I've talked about a lot that really just like lights my fire, makes me feel good, is witnessing the joy and the smiles of kids that walk through our doors. And I think, you know, you could have a kid that's doing their first radio show or their 100th radio show, and maybe they're having a bad day or something happened at school, and they go into the studio and they're grumpy and they're going through the motions. But then when they come out, they have this like genuine smile on their face, genuine joy, and that never gets old. So that's something that maybe seems small to them, but has been really, really big for me.
Well said.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the beauty of that is I don't think that'll go away as long as we still get to, you know, partner with KD&K and put kids on the radio.
Yeah. And it's so cool that we're able to impact so many kids in big ways and in small. You know, with our classroom collaborations, we might work with a kid for 5 minutes, but we don't truly understand like the impact that that has on them and how that radiates out into their day and their family and their school and their community. Or maybe we work with kids over the span of 5+ years and this becomes an integral part of their life. So it's all rewarding and it's all meaningful every single day. Well, we are almost, our time is almost up. So are there any final messages that you all want to leave with the listeners?
I just want to say once more thank you to Adele and Beth, and we're going to miss you, and I'm going to text you all a lot, you both a lot, because you've done so much, and yeah, we really appreciate it.
Thanks, Megan. We're not going far. We'll still be listening.
Yeah, I'm so excited to listen from afar and see what exciting new projects you're working on.
And I am grateful that Beth is not actually leaving the Valley and will still be around in case I need her, which I'm sure I will.
Thanks, Amy. Always here to help.
I just want to say thank you so much to Beth for being my mentor and my role model through my time here. And I would love to wish Amy and Megan the best. And I know that you will be super successful in these roles and carrying the organization forward. And I'm just so excited to listen to what you come up with. I would also love to give a huge shout out to KD&K and this community. Like Megan said, I also grew up here in this building with all of these wonderful people. So thank you very much, because this program wouldn't be possible without all of your support.
Thanks, Adele. Very well said.
Thanks for listening.